Bloomington's LGBT community is reacting to the deadly shooting in Orlando, where a gunman attacked a gay nightclub during Latin night and left 49 victims dead. Bloomington Pride and the Prism Youth Community will be holding a candlelight vigil Tuesday night on the steps of City Hall, beginning at 7:30. Additionally, the Backdoor is having a letter-writing event this evening from 5 to 9, where participants are encouraged to write to their legislators as well as express sympathy for the victims. The executive director of Bloomington Pride, Sarah Perfetti, said the decision to hold the vigil was made during a board meeting while news of the shooting was still coming in. She says Pride has been surprised by the level of support.
We didn't know how many people were coming, would come. We were expecting, honestly, I was expecting 50 to 60 people. And then when our numbers for the event on Facebook were like 100, then 200, then 300, now like we're at 530 people who say they're going, which is an indicator. It's not going to be just exactly that, but that's way more than we anticipated. So we requested permission from the city to have the event on the City Hall steps, which is a good public place for everybody. And they're also going to provide some security there. Tons of organizations have been reaching out to me, our youth director, as well as different board members, saying, how can we help? How can we get involved? Individuals from the community who I have no idea who they are, just saying, like, I don't have money, but I have time. Can I volunteer tomorrow? Or I have money. What can I do? I can't come. So we're sending them the link where to donate to the victims in Orlando.
The link to donate is weareorlando.org. Perfetti says the local reaction to the shooting has been overwhelmingly positive and sympathetic. The incident in Orlando is seen as particularly distressing because it represents an assault on a queer space similar to those in Bloomington. The Pulse nightclub, the scene of the shooting, was a well-known landmark in Orlando's queer nightlife.
It's been a mix of reactions from people. I mean, everybody feels that it's very tragic. I haven't heard anything from anybody saying, I have seen things going around online, people saying pretty awful things like, oh, at least it was just gay people, or at least they weren't innocent, things like that. Not a single peep from anybody in Bloomington has said anything like that. It's all been very, like, people, it hit really close to home because a lot of people, we have one queer bar in Bloomington, that's the Backdoor, and people were out on Saturday night. And even the night before this incident happened on Friday night, the Backdoor hosted an event for us, a fundraiser. We did a celebrity lip sync battle of local celebrities. And something like that could have easily happened that Friday night when we were all there, or on Saturday night. So I think that really, for me personally, is so upsetting because that could have been me there.
Public officials, including President Obama and Indiana Governor Mike Pence, have offered their sympathies for what is being called the worst mass shooting in recent U.S. history. The vigil will be Tuesday evening at 7:30 in front of City Hall. The Backdoor's letter-writing event began today at 5, and the venue is also hosting a fundraiser on Wednesday.